Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Metal Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
Wrong side of the tracks. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I'm your host, Chip McCabe, and as we do every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesdays at 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio Archives at CygnusRadio.com, bringing you the best in all things Americana-ish, including the blues. Now, we have a lot of birthdays to celebrate this week. I could not honestly believe the number of highly, highly influential musicians who were born all this week. It really is crazy. And there's even some guys we're not going to get to this week and maybe have to push off until next week. But I did want to make mention of one very particular birthday to start the show, and that, of course, is Charlie Patton, who you just heard right there, the absolute father of the Delta Blues, in my opinion and in my mind. Charlie Patton, born sometime in April. Many people think the first week in April, 1891. Or possibly 1881, or possibly 1885, or possibly 1887. We're not 100% sure, which is why we're only doing one song from Charlie this week. But we do know that he passed April 28th, 1934, at the age of 43. And we know he was born in Hinds County, Mississippi, and we know his music influenced a lot of people. That right there, a track called Shake It and Break It from 1930. Absolutely love that tune. Absolutely love Charlie Patton. But we have three artists who I am going to celebrate with blocks of music, one blues, two country. And I picked these three this week out of the pot of people celebrating birthdays. based A, on my love of their music, but also B, their songwriting chops and how much they influenced other artists. Charlie Patton would have been one of those, but of course his recorded output is minimal, relatively speaking, to other artists of his era and those who came after him. One artist who was proficient, though, and recorded a lot of music that influenced a lot of people, and we're going to play a block of it right now, is Mr. Muddy Waters. Of course, Muddy Waters, born April 4th, 1913, in Issaquena County, Mississippi. And what can you say? If there were, like I said, if there were a Mount Rushmore of the blues, Muddy Waters would be on it. So let's give you a track that he wrote and did himself right now. And then we're going to give you a bunch of tunes that other people interpreted that Muddy wrote. This is Muddy. You can't lose what you ain't ever had. It's the Wrong Side of the Tracks.
I lose my baby, ain't that sad? Oh yeah, I once had a pretty little girl. I lose my baby, ain't that sad? Well, you know you can't spend what you ain't got. You can't lose what you ain't never had. I had money in the bank. I got busted, boys, ain't that sad? Oh, you know I had some money in the bank. I got busted, baby, ain't that bad? Well, you know you can't spend what you ain't got. Can't lose what you ain't never had. Shed it down behind the tree.
lonesome when your baby packing up to leave. Oh, blow wind, blow wind, blow my baby back to me. Oh, blow wind, blow wind, blow my baby back to me. Well, you know, my old soon find out my heart's gonna be in misery. I say it's been like that all day.
Stay. What more am I? expecting on my baby. And my baby wasn't at home. One more mile. One more mile to go. It's been a hard desert journey. I don't have to cry no more. I don't have to cry.
Ha ha. sun. I'm going down Louisiana, baby, behind the sun. No, I just found out my trouble just began. Don't you leave me here, don't mess up my happy home. Don't you leave me here, don't mess up my happy home. You know I'm going, baby. Bye-bye, I'm gone.
Yes, sir. Wrong side of the tracks. Bye-bye, I'm gone indeed. Right there, a block of music written or adapted by the great Muddy Waters. That right there, a tune called Louisiana Blues. Now, follow me on this, because there was a song written and recorded by Cannon's Jug Stompers in 1928 called Minglewood Blues. The guy who actually wrote that song from the Cannon Jug Stompers was a guy named Noel Lewis. In 1931, he would do the New Minglewood Blues as the Noah Lewis Jug Band. And then in 1950, Muddy Waters would take that song and adapt it, new lyrics, the whole nine, and call it Louisiana Blues. And he recorded that in 1950. That was the Animals version of Louisiana Blues from 1966. Before that, another song that Muddy Waters adapted, but he adapted it from a song that he wrote. In 1942, he recorded a song called I Be's Troubled as McKinley Morgenfeld. And then in 1948, he would re-record the song as Muddy Waters and call it I Can't Be Satisfied. And of course, the Rolling Stones would do a version in 1965. I gave you the R.L. Burnside version from 1969, and he actually called it I's Be Troubled when he recorded it in 69. Before that, we gave you a track that I really love called One More Mile to Go. Now, Muddy Waters originally recorded that song in 1963. He wrote and recorded it in 63, but that would not be released until 1985 on a compilation album. So Muddy's version was buried for over 20 years. Otis Spahn would record it in 1965 and be the first to actually release it. And that was the version you heard right there. And then before that, we gave you James Cotton doing his version of a track called Blow Wind Blow that Muddy Waters would first record and release in 1953. The James Cotton Band did it in 1976. And starting off the block, Muddy himself, You Can't Lose What You Ain't Never Had, from 1964. So there you go. Muddy Waters, born April 4th, 1913. All right, so I mentioned that we got a lot of birthdays to rip through this week, and we're going to shift gears a little bit here and go into a couple country birthdays. This next one is a big one because this guy wrote a ton of songs that other people recorded. He had a massive influence, especially on the outlaw country movement. Guys like Merle Haggard and Waylon and Willie Nelson loved this guy. Willie Nelson loved this guy so much, he did an entire album of his songs. And you probably guessed it by now. It's Lefty Frizzell. And Lefty Frizzell was born on March 31st, 1928, in Corsicana, Texas. And let's give you a whole bunch of Lefty Frizzell tunes right now, but let's give you one that he did first himself. This is Lefty, Always Late With Your Kisses. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Always late with your kisses. Won't you come to my arms, sweet darling, and stay? Always late with your kisses. Why, oh, why do you want to do me this way? How long do you think I can wait? When you know you're always late, always late with your kisses. Why, oh, why do you want to to do me this way. Why do you want to do me this way?
Start out tonight. We'll spread joy, oh boy, and we'll spread it right. We'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time. If you've got the money, I've got the time. We'll go honky tonkin' and we'll have a ton. Bring along your Cadillac, leave my old wreck behind. If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time. Dark. We won't fool around. But if you run short of money, well, I'll run short of time. Cause you with no more money, honey, I've no more time. If you've got the money, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonking, man, we'll have a time. We'll make all the night spots dance, drink beer and wine. If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time.
I love you, I'll prove it in days to come. Been good to you. you'll always stay. I've been so blue and lonesome all these days. I love you, I'll prove it a thousand ways. I'll be nice and sweet to you, and no more will you be blue. I'll prove I love you every day, all kinds of ways. So darling, please wait until I'm free. There'll be a change, a great change made in me. I'll be true, there'll never be a blue day.
See a good man go to waste, one who never combs his hair or shaves his face, a man who leans on wine over love that's told a lie. Oh, it tears me up to see a grown man cry. So I never go around mirrors. I can't stand to see me without you by my side. To see a grown man cry.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and that right there, four amazing songs written by the great Lefty Frizzell. And we gave you a track that Merle Haggard did called I Never Go Around Mirrors. Lefty would co-write that with a great songwriter named Whitey Schaefer and release it in 1973. Merle and the Strangers would do it in 1976. Love that tune. Before that, we gave you a track called I Love You a Thousand Ways that Lefty Frizzell would record in 1950. And we gave you the Hank Locklin version from 1966. A lot of people have recorded I Love You a Thousand Ways. I mean, Carl Smith, Jimmy Rogers, Slim Whitman, Webb Pierce, Hank Williams Jr., of course, Willie Nelson. Before that, a track that you should all know if you're a country fan, because everybody and their mom has recorded If You've Got the Money, I've Got the Time, written and recorded by Lefty Frizzell, also in 1950. And as I mentioned, everybody's done a version of that, including George Jones, who did his version in 1961. Now, if you're looking this stuff up, some of these songs, by the way, will say they are co-written by Lefty Frizzell and Jim Beck. No. Jim Beck was a record producer who first discovered Lefty Frizzell after he got out of prison when he was like 19 years old, and had Lefty Frizzell come play his club in Texas and recorded his studio. And like all good record producers back in the day, you'd slap your name on the record and get half the royalties. That's how it worked back then. But no, those songs were written by Lefty Frizzell, as was the track Always Late With Your Kisses. That was actually co-written, Lefty Frizzell and Blackie Crawford, and that was recorded and released in 1951. So there you go. One of the most influential country singer-songwriters of all time, Lefty Frizzell, born March 31st, 1928, Corsicana, Texas. All right, another huge country star who's celebrating a birthday this week and who's still kicking is Emmylou Harris. And if you have listened to Wrong Side of the Tracks at all, you know that Emmylou Harris is one of my all-time favorites. All-time favorites. I have argued in the past that her run of albums in the 1970s is untouchable and one of the greatest runs of albums that any artist has ever had. Emmylou Harris, born April 2nd, 1947, turning 77 years old this year, born in Birmingham, Alabama. Let's start you off with a song that she co-wrote with the great Rodney Crowell, someone she worked with quite a bit and still does. It's a track from 1975. This one's called Amarillo. It's Rock South Tracks.
Hear a love song. life below me, but all that you can show me is the prairie and the sky. I don't want to hear a sad story filled with heartbreak and desire.
softly strummed his silver string guitar, and he played to people everywhere. Some say he was a star,
but he was just a country boy. His simple songs confess, and the music he had in him so very few possess. In my hour of darkness, in my time of need, and he never missed a page.
And I loved him like my father, and I loved him like my friend, and I knew his time would shortly come, but I did not know just when. In my hour of darkness,
Wrong Side of the Tracks, that right there. Block celebrating the birthday of Emmylou Harris, and that was Emmylou herself and her hot band doing a song written by her longtime partner, Graham Parsons. Well, short time, really, but very amazing output. Graham Parsons wrote that song for the International Submarine Band, and they recorded it in 1968. Emmylou would record it, and of course, it'd be the title track off her album from 1977. And I picked that song to play because I think that song really, I mean, it's a ripper, and it just highlights to me her hot band, right? That's the story. Somebody told Emmylou Harris, hey, go out and get yourself a hot band and then come back. And then she did. And she called it the hot band. And man, they could play, and they still can. If you see Emmylou live, she still surrounds herself with some amazing musicians. Before that, we gave you a track written by Rodney Crowell, but it was Emmylou and Willie Nelson doing the first version of that song from 1980. It appeared on the Honeysuckle Rose soundtrack. Emmylou had a brief cameo in that film, singing that song with Willie Nelson. And then she would record her own version of it later that year. Angel Eyes was the name of the tune. Before that, a song co-written by Emmylou Harris and Graham Parsons for the final Graham Parsons album, which was, of course, released after his untimely death in 1974. In My Darkest Hour is the name of the tune. And I just love that track. Graham Parsons absolutely crushes it. And, of course, Emmylou is on backing vocals on that. Before that, we gave you a track that Emmylou Harris wrote called Boulder to Birmingham off her Pieces in the Sky album from 1975. We gave you the Dolly Parton version from 1976, which is just absolutely phenomenal. And then starting off the block, another song written by Emmylou and done by Emmylou, Amarillo, co-written with Emmylou and Rodney Crowell, released off her first album, Elite Hotel, in 1975. All right, so there you go. Emmylou Harris, born April 2nd, 1947, turning 77 years old this year. It's time for us to finish off now the way we always do, is a tribute to the man, Mr. Willie Nelson. We'll be celebrating his birthday at the end of April, as we do every year, our Willie Nelson birthday bash. But I mentioned before what a huge influence Lefty Frizzell had on Willie Nelson. Of course, if you've listened to this show, you know about the Two Lefty From Willie album, which was released in 1977, recorded in 75, sat in Columbia's vaults for a couple years. And it was finally released in June of 77, and of course it's all songs either written by Lefty Frizzell or songs that he was the first to record, including this track, which was written, co-written, by Jerry Jeff Walker and Jimmy Buffett, of all people. But I think that this is the best version of this song. No disrespect to Lefty. It's one of my all-time favorite songs that Willie Nelson has recorded. This is Railroad Lady. Until next week, kids, stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
Shady, spending her days on the train. She's a semi-good looker, but the fast rails, they took her. Now she's trying, just trying to get home again. South Station in Boston, to the stockyards of Austin, from the Florida sunshine to the New Orleans rain. Now that the rail packs have taken the best tracks, she's trying, just trying to get home again. She's a railroad lady, just a little bit shady, spending her days on the train. Once a Pullman car traveler, now the switchman won't have her, and she's trying, just trying to get home again. Once a highball and loner, thought he could own her, and he bought her a fur coat and a big diamond ring. But she hocked him for cold cash in the town on the wall back, never thinking, never thinking of home way back then. But the rails are now rusty and the dining car's dusty. The gold-plated watches have taken their toll. And the railroads are dying, the lady is crying. On a bus to Kentucky, at home that's her goal. but shady, spending her days on the train. She's a semi-good looker, but the fast rails, they took her. Now she's trying, trying to get home again. On a bus to Kentucky and home once again.